And then I told the coach that I really don't like the cheer routine she came up with. Oh, shut up. I'm the cheer captain. I know what I'm talking about. Anyway, I. Oh, hi. Do you need something? You want to talk to me? Alone? Okay, but right now? During lunch? Oh, no, it's fine. We can talk right now. Girls, I'll be right back. I need to talk to them for a second. Oh my god, shut up. You're making them flustered. Hey, just ignore her, okay? She's a dummy and she's just kidding. How about we go over there? It's a little bit more empty, so we'll be able to hear each other better. So, what is it? I have to admit, I'm very curious. You barely say anything during classes, so I'm wondering what you have to say to me of all people. Of course I know who you are. We have all of our classes together. You're the only person I see with that much frequency in this school. How would I not notice you? You're pretty noticeable. Sorry, that sounded weird. I didn't mean it in a bad way. I meant that you're noticeable in a good way. Like, you're really smart and shy, and it's kind of cute. That's just what I meant. I think you're cute. Anyway, what did you want to talk about? Go out? With you? Wait, are you asking me out on a date? Wow, you're braver than I thought. Oh, no, not in a bad way. I meant that you're usually so quiet, I wasn't expecting you to ask me out at all. Yes, sure, we can go on a date. Oh, you look so surprised, how cute. Yes, I'm serious. We can go out. I would really like that, actually. You don't sound very happy with my answer. Are you okay? You're just excited. But the expression you just made, well, it didn't look like you were excited. Ah, nervous, I see. Well, you don't have to be nervous. We can just go to a cafe after school. And we can talk a little bit if you want. Just very simple and casual stuff, really. How does that sound? Alright then, I'll meet you in front of the school gates so we can go together. Is that alright? Okay, deal. Maybe we should go now. Lunch is almost over, and I think your friends are waiting for you. What friends? The football guys over there. I see you with them all the time. They're staring at us like their lives depend on it. I think they want to know how our conversation went. Hey, are you okay? You look kind of terrified right now. Are you sure? You don't look well. Okay. I believe you. Anyway, see you after school then? Yeah, okay. Bye-bye. Oh, I don't know why, but all that conversation we had sounded really weird. I'm probably wrong, right? Anyways, I better go eat my lunch before the bell rings. Hey, there you are. I thought you weren't going to show up. I've been waiting for a while. It's okay. No worries. Should we go? The cafe is really close by. We can walk there. Sure, let's go. So, did something happen to make you get out so late? Oh, you got distracted in the library. Yeah, I can kind of imagine you doing that. It sounds like you. Well, I just mean that you're obviously a little bookworm. Oh, don't pout. I'm just teasing you, baby. I just called you baby, sorry. Oh, it's okay. So, you don't mind if I call you baby? And what if I call you darling? Sweetheart? Love? Honey bunny? Relax, the last one is just to mess with you. I can't resist it. You look so cute when you're mad. Well, I'm the kind of girl that likes to tease. You better get used to it, honey bunny. Oh, you're going to get back at me. Well, feel free to do so. I'll be waiting for your epic revenge. So, it's our first date, and we're already in the pet names phase. Next thing you know, we're holding hands. How indecent. But to be honest, I wouldn't mind holding your hand. Can we? Yeah? Alright then, give me your hand. That's nice. If someone told me today when I woke up that I would be holding hands and going on a date with the cute nerd from my class, I wouldn't have believed it. I would have never guessed that you have a crush on me too. Yes, I did have a crush on you. I thought it was obvious. Isn't that why you asked me out? Because you know I like you and because you like me too? Okay, well, you're making a terrified face again. Is there something happening? It looks like you need to tell me something. The truth? Wait, what truth are you talking about? Oh my god, are you crying? Why are you crying? Tell me what's happening, please. Why do you feel guilty? What did you do? Oh, so you don't like me? I don't understand. Why did you ask me out? Are you just playing with me? Is this just some kind of joke? Yes, I remember the football guys from earlier. So what? Are you trying to change the subject? Why are you talking about them all of a sudden? Bullies. So they're not your friends? They're bullying you? Oh my god. So they do have something to do with this. Let me guess. Did they force you to ask me out because they thought I was going to reject you and humiliate you in front of the entire school? I bet. That makes sense. They told you that if you asked me out on a date and I said yes, they would stop the bullying. And if I said no, they would keep tormenting you. I was right. Their intention was to see you being turned down and humiliated by me. Wow, they're sick. Well, I'm not like them. Even if I rejected you, I wouldn't have done it in a cruel way. I don't enjoy people suffering like they do. Just because I'm popular in school, they assumed I was as selfish and mean as them. And I guess you assumed the same, huh? That's why you were so surprised when I said yes. Look, you don't need to apologize. I have to admit, I'm kind of angry about this whole thing. But I understand it's not really your fault, and you did what you could to survive, I guess. I can't even imagine what they would have done to you if you didn't entertain their dumb idea. I told you, I'm not mad at you. I'm mad at them. And I am a bit sad too, to be honest. Well, because you're not here because you want to. You're here just because you feel like you have to. Yes, I really do like you. A lot. You never noticed, but I'm always looking at you during classes. I can't help it. You're so cute that I just want to keep staring. So, when you approached me first and asked me out, I was over the moon. But it's all a lie, isn't it? You really don't like me? Why are you getting flustered? Do you feel something for me? Maybe? Well, that's a better answer than no. What can I do to make you answer with a yes? Help? What kind of help? Oh, so you want me to help with those bullies? Sure, what do you need me to do? So that's why you got late. They cornered you in the library and told you to take pictures of us together during our date to prove that I really said yes. Are they going to leave you alone if you send them the pics? Alright. Well, come here then. Here, let me get my cell phone and... There. We'll take more pictures in the cafe. And if they don't stop bullying you after this, like they promised, me and the cheer team will have a serious conversation with them. Why are you so surprised? I told you I would help you. I'm gonna make you say yes the next time I ask you if you feel something for me. And if getting rid of your bullies is the way to do it, then so be it. I don't give up easily when I want something. That's why I'm the team's captain, after all. Because I go after what I want. You're welcome, baby. Look at you, thinking me with those big, bright eyes of yours. You're already in love with me. Alright, don't pout. I'm just joking. For now. Now, give me your hand again, and there we go. A picture of us holding hands for the collection. Let's keep walking. We're almost at the cafe, and we still have lots of pics to take. Oh yes, we'll have a very busy day. Lots of cute date photos to take, a nerd to seduce, and a couple of football guys to be put in their place. I have a full schedule. But I can handle it, of course. And I actually can't wait for the part where I seduce the adorable nerd. Oh, believe me, I'm gonna make you fall for me by the end of the day, honey bunny. No, I won't stop calling you that. It's your punishment for lying to me. No protests, honey bunny. I'm gonna tease you so much and you can't do anything about it. Did you just call me a cutie patootie? Look at you, trying to mess with me. I'll have to find a way to shut you up. And I can already think of some very interesting ways. Oh yeah? You think I can't? Wanna bet?